We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Hechsher Kelim, Halacha Gimel, from the beginning. Inyan Tvilas Kelim Chadoshim Haniknim in Akum, regarding the topic of toiveling in the mikveh, new dishes or vessels or utensils which are bought from a non-Jew, Al Pia Toiru Uviyoim Habikurim B'Simenun Vav. This halacha will be based on chapter 56 in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, Ayin Shom Kol HaTorah. Review that entire chapter in Likutei Moran. Interestingly, that chapter is a shir that was given on Shavuos and is based on the topic of Shavuos. We're headed towards Shavuos. Today is 11 days in the Omer, which is 1 week and 4 days in the Omer. Okay. Vaklal. What Rabbeinu Zal says there basically is, Shafilu betoich ha-hastoro, shebetoich ha-hastoro, yecholin limtzoy es Hashem Yisborach. Rabbeinu Zal there discusses different levels of a person being distant from Hashem. One level, the first level is called hastoro, and the second level is called hastoro shebetoich ha-hastoro, where the fact that Hashem is hidden from the person, that fact is hidden from the person. Where the person doesn't know that that Hashem is hidden from him. A person is zoiche to that by studying Torah and speaking its words specifically. When a person does that, he calls Hashem. Just like when you want to get something from a human being, you have to say the person's name. Chaim, could you give me such as... You announce the person's name, that gives you access to everything that person has. So too, Rabbeinu Zal says there, when a person wants access to what Hashem has, which is everything, you have to say Hashem's name. And saying Hashem's name is studying Torah, verbally, verbalizing the words of the Torah. Because the Torah is called all of Hashem's names. Umamshichen hachayim bahadroko b'mido al yidei hakelim hanasin, and the person draws life from Hashem in a measured way through the vessels that are generated mehaparshiyos usdorim v'tevois v'oisiyos shesh b'Torah, from the parshiyos and the paragraphs and the words and the letters of the Torah. Rabbeinu Zal explains there, we see how Hashem created the Torah in such a way that it's measured, that there are letters that form words, words that form sentences, sentences that form paragraphs, paragraphs that form a parsha. And all of this is in order so that when a Jew wants to draw life and light from Hashem, the person is receiving it in measured, in a healthy, measured form. Shaydeze zoichen lo das, and through this a person is zoiche to das. Ki ikar hachayim hu hadas v'hachochma, because the essence of life is das, chochma, understanding, knowledge. Ve'oz zoichen lo das shegam b'ha'astora shebetoich ha'astora nimtza Hashem Yisborach. And when a person is zoiche to real das, then that person is zoiche to realize that Hashem is even found in the Hastorah Shebetoich Hastorah. Even in the most distant places that seem to be totally detached from Hashem, Hashem is there also. Ukeneged zeh hadas, shehu chiyus malchus digdusha, yesh malchus horisho, shu malchus homan amolik. And directly opposite this das, which is the source of life, of the Malchus of Kedusha, opposing that you have the Malchus of the Sitra Achra, the Malchus of Rishor, the Malchus of Choman Amalek. Shehu Ma'aseif Momoin, which gathers money. Its main thing is acquisition of wealth. Sheshom Kol Hanitzoitzois HaKedoshim, because of the fact that in money is found all kinds of holy sparks. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran that the Malchus of Kedusha gathers souls. That's symbolized by Shevet Don, which was called Ma'asei Flechol Hamachnois. They gathered all the stragglers. When the Jews were traveling and they were stragglers, Don traveled in the back and they gathered up the stragglers. They symbolized the Malchus of Kedusha, which is also the lowest level within the Kedusha, like the bottom or the back, which gathers up sparks of Kedusha. Whereas the Malchus of the Sitra Achra is known for the fact that it gathers money. That's what it looks to do. Aval yesh koyach b'malchus d'kedusha lohoitzi bloi mipiv v'lachzor v'lasos toira mikol ha'kedusha shebol atchila. However, Rabbi Nezal explains there that the Malchus d'kedusha has the power and the ability to extract from the Sitra Achra all the sparks of kedusha that the Sitra Achra swallowed up, supposedly. The Malchus of Kedusha has the ability to take that back, to take it out of the Sitra Achra, and to create Torah out of all of that holiness, all of those sparks of Kedusha that the Sitra Achra had originally swallowed up. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbein Ezal explains this. Umavoyer Shom, Rabbein Ezal explains there, Shekefi Hagdolas Hadas, Kein Zoichen Leparnosa Ulesholem. That to the degree that a person is zoiche to higher and more complete levels of das, to that degree the person is zoiche to more complete parnosa and shalom, peace. Rabbi Nezal brings psukim there to show this. Ki parnosa benokel bebchinas mon b'li yegiois v'tirdois. For a Jew to be zoicha, that their parnosa should come easily without struggle, just like when Hashem sent the mon to the Jewish people when they were in the desert, a person is zoicha to that based on how high a level of das the person achieves. The higher the das, the less struggle for parnosa. V'zeh hadas u'bechinas mikvah. This high level of das is symbolized by the waters of the mikvah. Bechinas mikvah shel shavuos, like the mikvah of shavuos night, where the Jews toiveled before Matan Torah, and according to the Zohar Kodesh and the Arizal, the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Hasidus, one of the most significant mikvahs of the year is when the Jewish men toivel after midnight, towards early morning, on Shavuos night. This is different from other holidays when we usually toivel before the holiday begins, or we toivel the following morning, before Shachris. But here there's a special inyan of going to the mikveh before Alois HaShachar, after Chatzois, before Alois HaShachar, to prepare for Matan Torah. Ki mikveh hu bechinas das elyoin, the chesed verachamim gedolim, because mikveh represents a very high level of das and kindness. Ayin shom kol zehetev. Look over there in Torah Nun Vov and Likut Imran Chilek Aleph, where Rabbein Ezal elaborates on this and explains it very well. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal begins his halacha, his explanation. V'zeh b'chinas tvilas klei suda haniknei mi'akum. Based on this, Torah Likut Imran, we're going to be able to understand the reason why when a Jew acquires utensils or dishes from a non-Jew, even if they're brand new, they were never used before by the non-Jew, they have to be toiveled in the mikveh before the Jew can use them. Ki achilas Yisrael yekoro ukedoisho v'govoya ma'oid. Because the eating of a Jew is something very precious and very holy and something that's on a very high spiritual level. Ki achila d'kedusha hi bechinas Torah mamish. Because when a Jew is eating properly, that eating is literally the same as studying Torah. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, v'toiroscha betoich me'oi. And your Torah in my intestines. So we see the Torah, the Torah being associated with the digestive system. Ki achius nimshach michai hachaim tomid, because life, energy, comes from Hashem, who is called the Chai Hachaim, the essence of life. Ach ief shalakaplo machmas ribu yoyer kimaide kalim hanasmaide esikatoira. However, it's impossible for a human being to draw this light of Hashem without the vessel, without having vessels which are generated through the study of Torah. Kamei shemavoyer sham b'Torah. Now, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, v'alkein ikra chiyus al yedei haTorah. Therefore, the main source of life for a Jew is the Torah. That's our connection to Hashem. That's the keli. Kamei shekosuv ki hu chayecha. The Torah is your life. Ki al yedei haTorah sheyesh bo parshiyos u'sdorim and Tevois and Oisios, through the Torah that has different sections and paragraphs and words and letters. That's how we call Hashem, who is called the source of life. And we draw life from Hashem, spiritual energy and life. Shehu hachochmo v'hadas, which is chochman das, Bahadrogo ubamido, in a measured, healthy way. Shaideze ikar hachayim kanal, and that's what gives a person life on a spiritual level. Vezeu biatzmoi bechinas achila digdusha, and this corresponds exactly with eating, with a person eating properly. Because we know that when a person eats, that's what gives the person energy, that's what gives the person life, sustenance. So therefore we see that the food has in it a life-giving force. וזה מחמס שיש כוח בכל דבר מייכל להמשיך ולהגביל החיוס מחי החיים לתוך כל בעלי חיים. That's because of the fact that each and every single food item has the ability to contain in it and to draw life from Hashem into whatever human being or animal is eating that food. Shemishom ikra chayim kanal, and we know that's where life comes from. Life comes from Hashem, and the food is one of the intermediaries through which we're able to draw life from Hashem. V'zeh hakoyach mekablim kol hamacholim mehatoyrah. Where does the food draw this life from? It draws it via the Torah. And this is why a Jew has to make sure to eat according to the Torah. As the Pasuk says that we quoted earlier, Bebechinas v'toyroscho besoich meoy. Your Torah is in my intestines, which means my eating is guided by the Torah. Because it's specifically through the Torah that the food draws this energy, this life-giving energy, to be able to give life to whatever person or lahavdil animal that eats the food. To draw life from Hashem and bring that life into the human, into the person. Because this life can only be gotten via the Torah. Which, as Rabbeinu Zal explained, it's through the Torah that we call Hashem. Just like when I want to get something from a person, in order to have access to anything and everything that person has, I have to say that person's name. Menachem, can I have this and this? Can I use your car? Can I have your computer? Can I have your... So too, when it comes to Hashem, if we want to gain access, if we want to have access to everything that Hashem has, we have to call Hashem by his name. And we do that when we say the words of the Torah. The Torah is called Kula Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This explains the halacha that a Jew is not allowed to have any benefit from anything in this world without making a bracha first. כי על ידי הברוך השם עבורכם תחילו, על ידי זה קוירנס הבוירס ברוך שהוא חי החיים שבור הדובר הזה בכוח זה, שיש לו כוח להמשיך החיוס. Because by making the bracha, we are calling Hashem. We say Hashem's name, the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam. We're calling Hashem, who is the source of life, who created this item with the ability, with a power, that this item can transfer life to us from Hashem, or life-giving energy. ועכשיו על ידי הברוך השם, אומרים ברוך אתה השם, המוציא לחם, או בורא פרי עץ, על ידי זה אנו קוירים את הבורא יתברך, וממשיכים את החיוס ממנו יתברך, שהוא החי החיים. So through, by saying the bracha, we call Hashem, and we draw life from Hashem, who is the source of life, the essence of life, ממשיך ממנו החיוס על ידי דיבור הברוך, we draw life from Hashem by saying the bracha into the food item that we want to eat. And it's only then, after we made the bracha and we thereby connected to Hashem, we said Hashem's name, we called Hashem, we hooked into Hashem, and the words of the bracha become vessels through which Hashem can transfer his life-giving energy into that food item, then when we eat that food, we receive chiyus of kedusha, which is the real chiyus, which is the real life. V'al kein ikra hachiyus v'hasviya al yedei habracha. And therefore, the main ability to draw life-giving energy from the food and to be satisfied by food comes from the bracha. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, va'achaltem ochol v'savoya, you will eat an eating that will satisfy you, that will satiate you, v'hilaltem es shem Hashem, and you will praise Hashem's name. Ki ikar hachiyus shemechaye hamaychal esodom, because the fact that this food gives life-giving energy to the person that eats it is only through the bracha that the person makes on what they eat. Umishom nishtal shel hakoyach gam lekol hamacholim shoichlem hoakum oy behemois sheichayosan, and it's through the fact that the Jewish people make brachas on the food that they eat, not only does that help the Jew receive chiyus of kedusha from the food that he's eating, but it also affects the non-Jews and even the animals who don't make brachas. In the Jews making the bracha on the food that he's going to eat is what helps the non-Jew and the animal be able to receive life from the food that they're going to be eating. Ki hakol nimshach mi Yisrael hamekayim esatoyre kedua, because everything comes from the Jew who fulfills the Torah. The Jew who fulfills the Torah not only draws chiyus for himself, but all the chiyus that everything else in the world receives, it's receiving it via him. V'al kein be'emes yesh hevdol godol bein hachiyus shemekabla Yisrael ha'idei achilosan bebrocha v'al pi ha'Torah u'bein hachiyus shel zulosan. And this is why there's a major difference between the life-giving energy that a Jew draws by eating with a bracha and according to the Torah versus the life-giving energy that a non-Jew or an animal draws. Ki Yisrael mekablim chiyus amiti shehu chiyus digdusha, because the Jew draws real life, which is chiyus of kedusha. V'alkein rak heim nikroim chayim be'emes, and this is why the term life, alive, really alive, is applied only to the Jewish people. Kama shekosev, as the pasuk says in the Torah, v'atem hadveikim b'shem olikeichem chayim kulchem, you who are deeply attached to Hashem, live. You are called Chaim. You are experiencing real life. Avol ho'akum v'horishoim gam b'chayeim kru yemesim. Whereas the non-Jews and the sinners, those people who are detached from the Torah, they, even while they're physically living, they're referred to as dead. K'mayshom razal, as the Gemara says, rishon b'chayeim kru yemesim. We know that in the English language, for example, you have two words. You have the word to live, and you have the word to exist. We say an animal exists, or a human being who's living without Torah, without spirituality, we call that person's life existing. But the term living, in the spiritual sense, and in its true wholesome sense, that's only applied to a person who's connected to Hashem, who's connected to the Torah. Ki achius shelohem einoi chius klal, machmashein lohem koyach lahamshech achius meichai achayim badrogo b'mido. Because their life is not really called life, living, because they don't have the ability to draw life from Hashem in a measured, healthy way. Which a person only accomplishes when they're eating according to the Torah. They're making brachas on the food, and they're being careful about what they eat and how much they eat and all. V'ze b'chinas tzadik oichel l'soiv ha'nafshoi u'beten rishoim techsa. This is what the pasuk means when it says that tzadik eats to satisfy and to satiate his soul. And the stomach of the rasha is always lacking. He always feels lacking. Because the rishoim do not have the ability to satiate their soul and to give it life, to give it the life that it needs, the energy that it needs, because they're not drawing life from Hashem in a proper way. Which the only way a person can do that really properly is through the Torah. This is the famous pasuk in the Chumash where it says, man does not live on bread alone, man lives on the word of Hashem, Moitza Pi Hashem. She'ikar hachiyus mi Moitza Pi Hashem. The main source of life and life-giving energy comes from Moitza Pi Hashem. She'nimshach hachiyus mechai achayim al yidei habracha. The person draws life-giving energy from Hashem, from the source of life, through via the bracha, shehu b'chinas moitza pi Hashem, which is the mouth expressing Hashem. Ki besarusa de lesato isar leila, because we know whenever a Jew does something below here on earth, a Jew makes a spiritual move on earth here below, it causes an effect in heaven. It causes Hashem to make a move. Ukeshonu mevorchen habracha befinu, when we say the bracha with our mouth, Azayin is oirer pi Hashem kavyochol. That activates Hashem's mouth. Lahamshich hachiyus ha'yidei adibur ba'adraga b'mida. And gives us the ability to draw life from Hashem through that dibur, through our speech and through Hashem's speech in a measured, calculated way. Sha'yidei zeh ikar hachiyus that's what generates that life-giving energy whereby the food has the ability to give life to the person. And this is also the difference between kosher foods versus non-kosher foods. Kikol ha-macholos asurim heim b'chinas achilas eitz hadas toivora she'enoi nimshach mebchinas kelim kidoishim rak mebchinas shivrei kelim she'ein bohem koyach laham shechias mechai chaim koroi, because the non-kosher foods correspond to Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, which was good and bad, which is not coming from holy vessels, but rather it's coming from broken vessels, in a sense, that do not have the ability to draw this life-giving energy from Hashem properly. Adarabba, just the opposite. Al yodo mizgaber hasitrach rabbi yoser. Those kind of foods, eating those kind of foods strengthens the sitrachra, strengthens the other side, shehi sitra demoisa, which is called death. We know that the Yetzirah and the Malach HaMoves are the same angel. So the side of bed, the term sitrachra, the other side, is synonymous with death, the opposite of life. This is why the Torah forbids a Jew to eat unkosher foods. And so too, foods that are very holy are also off limits to regular Jews. For example, kochim, certain holy kochi kadoshim, korban oila, let's say. Korban chatos, you know, certain a regular Jew cannot eat that. It's too holy for us to eat. Or truma lazar, or truma for a non-kohen is also off limits. Ki ikar isra achilas machol matmeim u'machmas shem nimshoch mibchinas shivrei kelim ve'ein koyach al yodom lamshech achiyus mechai achayim ba'droga b'midu kanal. Because the main reason why non-kosher foods are off limits to us are because those non-kosher foods are like broken vessels. It's like a glass with a hole in it that you can't really use it to drink from. You can't draw chiyus from Hashem ba'droga b'midu via such a keli. And it's for this same reason that foods that are very holy are also off limits to a regular Jew, to a person who is not, where it's improper for him to eat them, be'isur chomer moed, very strictly forbidden, because of the fact that these foods are on a very high level of holiness, the regular Jew, the ordinary Jew, the non-Kohen, who would try to eat that truma or that kochim, let's say, which is off limits to him, he doesn't have the ability to process that high level of light, that high level of kedusha that's found in that food. So instead of it helping him, if the person who is not, where it's inappropriate for him to eat it, it's improper for him to eat it, if he tries to eat it, that person will cause a bursting of the vessels, a brand new bursting of the vessels, like what took place at the time of creation. As we have the rule that when you turn up the oil too high, when you turn up the flame too high, the whole lantern bursts. And it's for this reason that a zor, a non-Kohen, is not allowed to eat certain holy foods. Ki ein boy koyach lekabel hachiyus hamarubo hanimshoch al yedei achilas kodesh. Because he does not have the ability to accept that high level of life that's being generated by that achila dikdusha. It's like a person who has an appliance. That's a 3,000-watt appliance, and you try to plug it into a socket that can only handle 50 watts. You plug it in, and boom, you know, you blow it. This is the concept of a bursting of the vessels. That's one of the main sources from which the sitrachra draws energy, when there's a breaking of the vessels, when somebody tries for a light that's too high for them. This is why the Torah writes, when it speaks about kilayim of the vineyard, which is also something that's unkosher, that's forbidden for a Jew, it says there, pentikdash hamaleo. It uses the word tikdash, holy. It seems strange. What are you talking about? This is treif. Why is it using the word tikdash? Ki isur kilayim hurak machmas hataroivis. Because the fact that kilayim is forbidden to us is only because of the fact that it's a mixture. It's A and B being mixed together. Even though A and B separately are perfectly okay. Even though A and B are perfectly okay separately, when we mix them together, it becomes a problem. Ki kol echad b'fnei atzmoi mutal ezroi. Each one individually, a Jew is permitted to plant. Rak kishen isarvim zroim shel tvua v'shel gefen yachad asurim. But when you mix together seeds of grain, for example, with vineyard, then it becomes forbidden. Mach mashalidei tarovosom. Ein lehem koyach lekabel ribui ho'or hanimshach aydei harbe mina mishunim koyla, because of the fact that when you mix them together, they don't have the ability to receive the super bright light, to handle the bright light that's generated by several types that are different from each other being brought together. V'alkein asurim bebechinas koydesh. That's why they're forbidden. And the Torah uses the word kodesh. They're forbidden because they're holy. What do you mean? We want to be holy. We want to eat holy stuff. What's wrong? The answer, bebchinas pentikta shamale, as it says there. Ki zehu bechinas isur kodesh shelo yehe ribuy or chas shom kanal. This is the concept of certain things that are holy, that are forbidden to us because of the fact that it's too holy, it's too bright a light for us to process in a healthy, constructive way.